It is time for another edition of the At Your Service Podcast, part of the Branson Podcast Network. I'm Scott McCauley. We're glad to have you on board today as we're getting geared up for a kind of the late summer and early fall push of shows here on the At Your Service Podcast. We've got a lot of information from our area health departments to talk about. Of course, we do our weekly visit with the Missouri Department of Conservation, but August is a very significant month for one organization and for one message that they want to get out, and that's going to be the topic of our podcast today as we get together with the Taney County Health Department. And on the phone from the health department, first let's say good morning to a lady who's been on this show a few times with us, Wendy Rogers. Wendy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
We're doing just fine. And I don't know, I still think, I had a meeting over at the health department a few months ago, and they must have been good enough to hit it, but I still know that you all have some sort of list on how many times people have been on this podcast, and I think you're kind of high up there, aren't you?
Well, we've been doing this a couple of years.
Yeah, so I think you're kind of up there. I mean, you may not be at Kara's level yet, but you're getting there, and I know you've been on before, and it's great to talk to you again. However, we do have a first-timer on, and I would like you to take the moment, Wendy, to introduce who our second guest is today.
Yes. So we have a new breastfeeding peer counselor here at the Taney County Health Department, and her name is Elizabeth
Krauser.
I knew I was going to mess up her last name.
Yes. Right. We had a session for folks that didn't get a chance to hear before we started the podcast reporting. We went through a very detailed session on how to say Elizabeth's name, Elizabeth Krauser. Elizabeth, first off, welcome to the program and, of course, to the Taney County Health Department. Before we get too far along here, tell us how you come to be at the Taney County Health Department.
Well, thank you for the warm welcome, and I actually saw an ad for the opening of a breastfeeding peer counselor, and it's something that is very near and dear to my heart, having breastfed four kids before, so I wanted to offer my support to women in the area, you know, any way that I could, so I'm so happy to be here.
You know, and I said we have been doing this show. This has really become an annual tradition with the Taney County Health Department, all the way back to when we used to do the At Your Service radio show. And Elizabeth, I think one of the things that we've been able to do is hopefully, and hopefully this program will help in this. I think this is an area that really has had a lot of very good quality education over the last years, not only for potential mothers questioning should I breastfeed or not, but even those people around that might be supporting parents and saying, hey, this is a good idea, getting this information and getting, I guess, the stigma maybe out of the way. That's been a pretty good big deal, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that.
Well, and we're going to get a lot of information over the next few minutes here on this podcast. And let's just start at the top of our list here, because, you know, we said this is an important to get this information out, but I guess the first piece of information we need to get out, Wendy and Elizabeth, is why is breastfeeding so important?
Well, it has tremendous benefits for both mom and for the babies. Some of those benefits for babies are a lower risk of SIDS, lower risk of diabetes, and it also lowers the risk of ear infections, respiratory infections, and it gives babies fewer allergies, helps with that as well.
So then as we look at, and maybe the area that really has been educational for me, because I think a lot of folks have heard, well, we know there's a lot of benefits to the baby, but I was amazed when I first heard the list of benefits to the mom, and what are some of those benefits?
Some of the benefits that moms have from breastfeeding are that it reduces the risk of breast and ovarian cancer for them. The hormones that are released during breastfeeding also help to calm and relax the mama. Most women go back to their pre-pregnancy weight a little bit faster because breastfeeding burns a lot of calories. It's also cheaper. And breastfeeding creates the optimal bond between mom and baby.
I know every time we've talked about this, that's the, when we've gone down that list, we look at the health benefits, but we go, you know what? It's also a little easier on the pocketbook too, because and we can't take that lightly these days, can we?
Absolutely not. It's amazing for that. So
this is a lot of important information that people can get on this. And I know this is kind of where the Taney County Health Department comes in, you know, there may be a lot of folks that have questions about this. Certainly moms that are getting ready to have that baby for the first time, or maybe they've had children and going, hey, I'm going to try this time. So talk a little bit about where the health department comes in to support moms wanting this information.
Sure, Scott. So we provide educational information and support during pregnancy, also after delivery. We are definitely here to support moms in their breastfeeding journeys.
Yeah.
We have breastfeeding classes that we offer. We offer those twice a month, the first Tuesday of the month and the third Thursday of the month. And then we also do what's called our MOB group, which is our Mothers of Breastfeeders group. It's a peer group that meets quarterly, and normally we meet at the Branson Recplex by Pavilion D. Of course, sometimes that changes due to weather, but we always put that out. And then this group is really a place for breastfeeding mothers just to share their experiences and ask questions in a comfortable peer setting.
So when you look at some of these meetings, and I know you both have worked with mothers that are looking to maybe breastfeed for the first time, what are some of the most common questions or concerns that are brought up about, here are the things you need to know?
Sure. So a lot of times they have concerns about, you know, if they're going to have a good supply, if their baby's going to latch on well, that type of thing. That's the pretty common concern.
Mm-hmm. Is there, well, and I know we have talked about this with a lot before, especially, and I kind of want to focus this on first-time parents, and I include both parents in this because, you know, even though it's the mom that we're really focusing on, this is really a parent decision that comes into this, but I got to imagine that first-time parents have a lot of concerns about, I do not want to mess this up. I do not want to be the reason that my child has an issue. So especially for first-timers, is there a little bit of a fear and apprehension factor that you have to work through in this?
Definitely. Definitely. And like you said, it is both parents included. Dads are just as important in this situation. Both parents that are in the household are definitely an important part of the whole thing. Definitely, we do have a lot of apprehension at first, but that's the reason why we're here as peer counselors, is to meet with them during pregnancy and then help support them after delivery.
Yeah, and I think it's important also to emphasize what you mentioned, and we talked about this a little bit earlier as well, because I think a lot of times when people go through something, it's like, okay, the event is here, okay, we move on to the next thing. But this is something that post-birth support, Elizabeth, would you say that's probably just as important as anything that happens before then, right?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. And we call moms pretty quickly after baby is born, just to see how they're feeling and to see if baby was able to latch well, to answer any questions or concerns that they have, as well as follow up weekly or biweekly with them. So we're here, they can give us a call, but we also, you know, make sure that we're in touch with them after baby is here when you're putting to practice the information that was given.
You know, I mentioned at the opening of our program here that this is something we do annually, and we do it this time annually because August is a big month for kind of letting everybody know the importance of breastfeeding. World Breastfeeding Week is just around the corner. Kind of remind us what it is.
Sure. So World Breastfeeding Week is a global movement to promote, protect, and support breastfeeding really around the world. It's a celebration dedicated to encouraging breastfeeding and to improving the health of babies all around the world as well.
And this is something, and we're going to talk about the specific event that comes up here in just a few moments, but in all the years that I've worked with everyone at the Taney County Health Department, Wendy, this is something that is, I don't want to say it's at the top of the list because you've got a lot of things that you work on and you work on very well, but boy, this has always been a big emphasis for the health department, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, this is one of our really big events that we get to do every year, and it's probably, I'm going to be honest, it's probably the one that I enjoy the most.
Why is that? What is it that really makes this something that you really focus on?
Sure. So what we do here at the Taney County Health Department to support World Breastfeeding Week and celebrate it, we always do a celebration every year. We call it our Steps for Success Breastfeeding Awareness event. We also do a walk. It's a fun celebration that we get to do, and we've actually done it for the past 9 years now. This year we're going to be sponsored by Home State Health, but it's a fun event that we get to do for our breastfeeding families. So that's something that I enjoy because we get to have them all come together and celebrate together. And so that just makes it a really fun event.
Well, and to show you that the health department is very cognizant of certain situations, it is true that World Breastfeeding Week happens in August, and really the month of August. I know a lot of organizations take almost the whole month to celebrate this. However, as we record this program in late July, we have got heat advisories everywhere. And I think we all realize that maybe trying to do a walk in August might not be the best time to do it, considering all the heat is here, which is why, Wendy, this has been traditionally a September event for the health department.
Yes, definitely. The weather is a huge thing. Also, there's lots of back-to-school events in August, and so it just kind of fits in better for everyone, for our families. So we do wait till September normally to celebrate. So our event this year is planned for September 21st from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Branson Recplex at Pavilion D.
So for folks that want to take part in this event, what do they need to do?
They just need to call the health department and register, and we will get them on our list.
Okay. And when, kind of backtracking a little bit, the actual World Breastfeeding Week, what week in August is it this year?
That's the first week in August.
All right. So basically, just as most folks are listening to this podcast, which is here in the 1st of August, we are getting underway with World Breastfeeding Week. Hey, before we wrap up, and I want to ask both of you this question, and Elizabeth, since this is kind of down your alley, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you talked a little bit earlier about some of the things that you hear from moms when you're counseling them, but as you look at your role overall in this process and working with moms, working with families, kind of where is your role in trying to help them navigate this?
Well, as part of my role, I'm here to answer any of the questions and concerns that they may have. We, as Wendy stated, we meet with the moms while they are pregnant so that we can answer questions for them. We walk them through what to expect the first couple of weeks, because a lot of times that can take a new mom by surprise. And even a mom that's had a child before, each breastfeeding journey with each child is a new experience. So really we're here to encourage and support and answer any questions that we can and concerns.
And Wendy, I know, as I said, we've talked about this. You and I certainly have talked about this before, but this is, I've said in all the programs I've been involved in, this is one of the things that I always point to saying, I really feel like this has been some important information to get out, because this is serious business we're talking about when we're talking about the health of a baby. We're talking about the health of mama. We're also talking about the health and, the well-being of a whole family. This is such an important information to get out. I know this is one of the sources of pride I think you have in being involved in this.
Yes, definitely, Scott. It's very important for our community.
Mm-hmm.
And that process will continue first, the first week of August with World Breastfeeding Week, and then the event itself coming up on September 21st. So as we kind of wrap up here, Wendy, I know we're getting into back to school time. I know I was going to say the health department's probably getting busier, but I'm trying to think, okay, so when is the health department not busy? And I'm racking my brain right now. There's that time doesn't really exist, does it?
Not really, not really. It's definitely picking up because back to school shots and all of that. So this is one of our busier times of the year.
Yes, and it's just time to I'm just blinking. I said it's August already. Really, I'm not sure I'm ready for that. But we can't control the calendar, so we just got to roll with the bunches and go forward. Let's remind everyone before we wrap up, if they do want more information on this or anything involved with the health department, what's the best way to keep in touch with the Taney County Health Department?
Sure, they can follow us on Facebook. Check us out on our website, which is www.taneycohealth.org, or they can call us at 417-334-4544, extension 592 for general information, or to register for the World Breastfeeding Week celebration, they can dial extension 318.
And, of course, the health department still information. If you need information on COVID or upcoming flu shots or anything like that, it's all there. It's all at one location, and well done by our friends at the Taney County Health Department, as always. Wendy, it was great getting to talk to you again. And, Elizabeth, great to meet you and have you in this Taney County Health Department. We'll look forward to visiting soon.
Yes. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Hey, before we, I'm going to stop the recording at the end here. I want you to hold on. I'm wrapping the show up, and I want you to hold on just before we hang up here, okay? So just wanted to let you hold on. And that's Wendy Rogers and Elizabeth Krauser from the Taney County Health Department with our Taney County Health Department podcast. And that wraps up this edition of the At Your Service Podcast, part of the Branson Podcast Network. Again, thanks to Wendy Rogers and Elizabeth Krauser for joining us on the program today. I'm Scott McCauley. Hey, don't forget to listen to more At Your Service and other podcasts throughout right here on the Branson Podcast Network.